The year is 1943. World War II has brought the world to its knees. Two not-so-young inventors are released on parole after a 10-year stay in Alcatraz.
Sven Ingeborg. Henry Mossmouth. I find your attitudes maudlin, your personalities cloying, and your visages disturbing. I would let you rot if I could. However, the nation is hemorrhaging men, and I've been instructed to free those deemed non-violent. Scurry now, my little pussycats. Flee.
Institutionalized and obsolete, our heroes rocket into an unknown world ravaged by war. Will they turn the rising tides of doom? Find out on this week's episode of Bubble Boys.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning, Henry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Petro.
Up and at 'em, Sven, Henry.
Good morning, Brooklyn.
Hey, he's looking at you.
Oh, Bogart.
Time for some calisthenics. Get that blood flowing.
Absolutely.
Up and down. Left and right.
I want to be flexible enough to squirm through a wall and kill Germans.
I think you'll probably get there, huh?
Presents himself as stupid as a child, but really he's cunning like a mongoose.
That's exactly right. I imagine myself in some sort of position where I'm wearing a smoking jacket and seducing German dames for secrets.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget your prime skill here, though, is that your body is so soft you can squeeze through small crevices.
Yeah. Hey, push me through the bars of my bed again, Johnny.
All right, here we go. Oh, boy.
It hurts less and less each time because the nerves are damaged.
Your head is flattening out a little bit.
Thank you. I feel more shark-like.
Johnny, what do you miss most about New York City?
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's those pizza pies. We've got the most primo pizza in the entire world in New York. Believe me, we can make them the size of a blanket. We could make one the size of the palm of your hand that you'd eat pizza and you'd say, I could die right now.
Sven and I lived in New York for 15 years, but we never went over to Brooklyn.
Being overseas has really expanded my worldview here, and sometimes I forget that Brooklyn is not the entire world.
Well, and just being around you, Johnny, has expanded our world. I speak for Henry always. And the first chance we get, we will try pizza.
And if you want to combine a couple of New York's finest, you put pizza onto a bagel.
Pizza bagel.
In that situation, you could have pizza in the morning, or pizza in the evening, or pizza at supper time.
Henry once got lost in the subway because he thought he was an alligator.
Oh my gosh. You've been down into the New York City subways, off the platforms?
I had fallen asleep in Central Park eating sunflower seeds, and then birds got in my teeth picking them out. I naturally thought I'd become an alligator, and so I wandered down into the subways to live the rest of my life there alone so I would never bite or hurt Sven.
I woke up in the middle of the night, having visited by a spirit or dream or some other god that roams the cities of New York, and they told me that Henry was lost and he needed my help.
I'll tell you what. Is there more to the story?
When Sven found me, I was crawling around in the bottom of a subway car trying to bite women's legs. It's a bad world.
I'm just happy you didn't become one of those mole men down in those subways.
One of the what?
The mole men. The underground subway dwellers. Never see the light of day. They live off of rats and discarded beverages. Roam around the New York City subways, freaking out little kids.
It's parents, freaking me out!
Only children can see them.
Oh, what?
Johnny, stop.
They're invisible
Henry.
To adults.
Johnny.
Sven,
Henry.
Slap me awake.
Let's take a shower.
Yeah, what do you guys want to sing today?
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back or it's rude. Root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Dun, 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 dun. Take
me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back, for it's root, root, root for the home team. if they don't win, it's a shame.
What a shame,
for it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
I love the Army.
My tummy is a-rumbling. Step right up.
Morning, Cookie.
Good morning, boys.
What's on the menu, Cookie?
Classic mayonnaise casserole. Breakfast casserole, we could say.
Does it differ in any way from the mayonnaise casseroles we had for dinner and lunch previously yesterday?
This has more mayonnaise chunks in it.
Sometimes when you eat a word so much, it starts to be hard to pronounce.
Sometimes when you eat a word so much, you start to become it.
Am I getting whiter and squishier and stinkier?
I feel like all we're eating here is ingredients to a meal that should have been prepared for us.
Well, Johnny, desperate times call for desperate menus. And you know, I think Cookie is just a small town kid from the Bronx.
Yeah, what kind of pizza do they have in the Bronx?
Are you talking about breakfast pizza? Oh boy, we got the most crispiest crust, pancake crust you ever sank your teeth into.
Do you want your pancakes to be crispy?
Pizza pancakes?
Delicious scrambled eggs smeared across the top, a syrupy sauce, and chunks of breakfast sausage. Now that is a breakfast pizza you will not forget.
Capiche?
Don't say that to me, Henry.
Bada boops. breakfast.
I'm just going to take some of this orange compote and spread it on my toast.
So refined, Sven.
I'm sulking.
Don't get near Sven when he's in a sulk.
Give me some herbal tea.
Yes, master.
I have deep respect for this man.
I have respect for you, Johnny.
I walked back here with the teacup upside down, so I spilled most of the tea.
I'm gonna push you through the bars of the chair.
Here we go! Whoa, your head is squishing flat the other direction.
Maybe I'll get a nickname like you, Brooklyn, like Crepe Head or Pizza Man.
I don't think Pizza Man applies here.
Well, my head's like a pizza if it was a man, because it was the flat.
We should call you Mushhead.
Oh.
How about we call you Garbage Head?
Garbage Head's pretty good.
I don't like it.
Or Trash Head.
Trash Head? Trash isn't flat.
Or Compost Head.
It's spiky.
Yeah, trashes can be spiky. What was the other one? Compost Head?
Compost.
That's pretty good. What's something else that can be a little bit more squishy? Pillow Head?
I kind of like Pillow Head.
All right, Pillow Head.
Good luck getting a nickname, Sven. All the good ones are taken. Barely squished me.
I think Henry and I are going to go out for a patrol. Can you slip us a couple of those mayonnaise bars?
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, Cookie.
And these are less of a bar than they are a handful of mayonnaise.
It's not even slippery.
Praise the Lord, we're on the mighty mission. All aboard, we ain't going to go.
Another day, another patrol.
Ooh, I tell you what, my dogs are barking.
My quads are throbbing.
My little toes are getting bored.
Such a fascinating view of the world, Pillowhead.
Pillowhead, Pillowhead. What's in his head? Feathers that used to be in your bed.
Oh boy. Hey, you guys, I've never walked down a dirt road before. Where's all the concrete?
In some places, they don't have concrete. This is an untouched part of the world.
You have a lot of trouble finding a subway or a pizza or a baseball card here, too.
We might as well be on the planet Moon for all I know right now.
In places like this, untouched places, the spirits of the past are strong.
You know, France has been around for a million years, and every French person who's ever died here is in the ground.
It stays here.
Sven was telling me all about it.
Get out of here. What do you mean, Sven?
A million years ago, the druids made...
Yep.
The druids made a pact with the dark overlords that rule this universe. The French druids, I mean.
There's all kinds.
A French person couldn't die until they were on French soil, and their body had to be buried there. Then their spirit couldn't go to heaven or hell. They had to stay.
Whoa.
Now these unearthly paladins roam this land. And they capture anyone who's different. with the blessing of their dark overlords.
Children lost in the woods, looking for an escape from their boredom.
Hey, Sven, how do you know so much about these French druids, huh?
They visit me in my dreams. Some people would call them nightmares. I call them lectures.
Based on how much I hear you scream in your sleep, I would call them nightmares.
You scream in your sleep too, Sven? My screams probably cover up his.
You guys scream in harmony.
You just mumble things like pizza, subway, hot dog, food truck, TV, park.
That's what I'm thinking pretty much 24/7, so not surprised.
You also say bimbos.
Oh, boy. I left a lot of those sweet bimbos back home. I miss them. You guys have a bimbo?
No.
Henry and I are cursed with inability to interact with women.
It seems like we must be cursed by some sort of druid magic, because anytime Sven mentions druids, these bimbos just start walking the other direction.
Hey, a little tip, maybe cool it on the druid talk. You might have a little more success with those bimbos.
I told Sven we should talk about my dreams where I'm eating spaghetti and it turns out it's electric eels. Oh, now I'm thinking about it.
Hey, wake up, Pillowhead, wake up! Hey, you fell asleep and had a nightmare for a second there. Oh, I miss baseball, huh? I'm going to go take a leak behind this stone wall.
Don't go too far.
I know what I'm doing. Sacre bleu! French! French! Francais!
Okay, well, we're American.
We're
here to liberate your people. How can we help you?
The Germans, they have attacked my town.
Sounds like something we could liberate.
Yes. This is what we're here for. Which town and where is it? And how many people are there? And how many Germans are there?
Okay. Question one. Which town is it?
Oh, he's doing a little mime thing. Oh, okay. He's pulling down a map?
No, or he's making a church. Mm-hmm. Church. The big church, a cathedral.
Cathedral, yes.
Famous cathedrals. Notre Dame.
No.
St. Peter's.
No. Chartres.
Oh, it's Chartres.
Chartres Cathedral.
It's
Chartres.
It's
the town is Chartres. Question two.
Okay.
How far is it?
Okay. Okay, five words. Five syllables. Oh, 5 miles.
Oui, 5 miles. Oh, yes, okay. Very good. Very okay. Good. How many Germans occupy?
Yeah. 10?
10.
15? 16?
16. Oh, 1600?
No.
100.
Give or take. I actually did not see anyone, just heard the bombs and ran.
Okay, well, that's a good estimate. That's a good estimate.
I should have just done bombs.
How many bombs?
Ooh, good question. 16.
16 bombs? Well, listen, Pierre. Nice beret, first of all.
Oh, thank you. Merci.
I have to ask, because we're soldiers of the United States Army, are you being forthright with us? Because I know your people are born deceptive.
Oh, no, monsieur. I tell you the truth. The Germans are in shot right now in the cathedral.
In order to prove your truthfulness, tell me the deepest, darkest secret you've ever kept.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. At my father's funeral.
Oh, no.
I snuck off with my cousin, and we drank wine and kissed, and I told her that I had the spirit of my dead father living inside of me.
Sacre bleu, Sven. Who would lie about something like that?
I believe you.
It gets worse.
Well, there's more?
She is now my wife. She believes I am another man. Changed my name. I told her I really was my father, reborn, reincarnated.
We're liberating the wrong people.
Henry, no. Our president has given us a mission. No matter if Pierre's whole life is a lie that he just revealed to us, we have a mission to accomplish and we will do it.
I also tell her I am the mayor of Chartres. And for years, I have been pretending to be the mouth shot.
Pierre, listen.
Is that why the sash?
Oui.
But, Pierre, you mean to tell me that your wife, you've been able to keep up this charade for 4 years?
I have, over the many years, have convinced...
She doesn't have any friends that she talks to?
She does, but they're all in on it. So far, it's been going. I assumed at some point the secret would be revealed.
What about what's the real mayor doing?
He is typical budget stuff, putting in new plumbing. He's been working on more traffic signals as cars become more popular.
And deep in the dark of the night, Pierre, do you ever wish for a different life?
To be perfectly honest, it's... No, absolutely not. It's great. It's all of the benefit of being a mayor without all of the campaigning. It's the worst part.
Pierre, your secret is safe with us.
Do you trust me?
With my whole being.
Absolutely not. Liar.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Americans. I can always trust on you for protection and for your vote. Your hand is like squeezing a tube sock full of warm water.
And what's the head like? Lay down on it.
Oh, this is like a pillow. You've got the pillow head.
Did he just call you pillow head?
That's right, Johnny.
You independently of us.
Yeah.
It's catching on.
Oh, my God.
I love the army.
Let's go liberate. Shout.
Praise the Lord.
Their shout.
Looks pretty bad.
Ooh. I don't like the looks of this, fellas. Got a bad feeling.
You can hear that guttural German echoing off the buildings.
Oh, I think that's my stomach.
Oh.
Those mayonnaise bars aren't sitting right.
I thought that was hair gel.
We better call this in.
Okay. I'll crank up the radio.
Ow. Johnny, will you crank up the radio? Henry's too fleshy.
Yeah, I see that. Here we go.
Make it look so easy.
Private Spanning Board, reporting to base.
And Pillowhead.
And Johnny P.
We are on the outskirts of Shout. The Germans have invaded. Please send backup. We are going in. Just the three of us. Us three privates. Me, Private Spanning Board. Private Pillowhead.
Whee!
And Private Petro.
Hey! That sounds ill-advised. Please do not proceed.
We're going in now.
Do not move your position. Hold your position, gentlemen. Hold your position.
Please save us. Over and out.
Got so quiet.
You know, being in this bombed-out bakery really makes me crave sweets.
Oh my God, I'm starving right now.
It's just this morning we were eating mayonnaise croissants, and now we're here.
Hey.
Yeah.
You guys hear something?
I mean...
Sounded like sinister footsteps.
You sure it wasn't you?
No, my footsteps sound confident, but friendly.
I mean, the Germans sound far away.
Do you hear that?
It sounded like the spirit of a dead Frenchman.
Mm-hmm.
You boys stay here, all right? I'm going to go scout to see
Johnny,
if there are any Germans.
No, Johnny, no. That is a horrible idea.
Look, the situation is calling for a hero to present himself.
Listen, you're a stupid kid from Brooklyn. You're not going to be a hero.
Oh, really? Oh, I can't be a hero just because I'm a stupid kid from Brooklyn. Is that what you think,
Sven? Did you go to public school?
I did go to public school, and I'm proud of it. Well, that's it. All right. Here we go. I'm getting at it. I'm going to go check this out.
Don't do it.
Here we go.
Johnny, you've been shot. There's blood all over your chest.
Good one, Sven. I think I would know if I had been shot.
I would have thought so, too. But, Johnny, take a look.
What the? Oh. Hey, what is this? Pizza sauce? What's going on here?
Oh, you're Johnny, not in Brooklyn, Johnny.
Johnny. I think you're...
Mama.
Johnny, don't die.
I'm hit, boys. Pretty bad.
Johnny, if you die here, your spirit will never leave France ever again.
You'll be one of the druid people and have to worship the squid man.
Oh, please. Do not let that happen to me, boys. Please. Sven, please. I know you have some deal with those druids. I know it.
I have to go to sleep.
You have to sleep to be able to talk to him?
Shh, be quiet. I'm trying to rock him and comfort him. I'll lay on top of you, Sven, until you're sleepy.
Johnny, say the things that you wish you would have done if you were not going to die.
Oh, jeez, I wish I could have gone to one more Yankees game. I wish I could have had one more slice of New York-style pizza. I wish I could have climbed up the Statue of Liberty one last time. I wish I could have ridden on that New York City subway one last ride.
On the quilt of existence.
My dad was a Yankees fan. That explains why I'm from Brooklyn.
Let's Sven go to sleep so we can talk to the druids.
No, I just had a vision.
Thank goodness.
Johnny, you must go back to the front. Henry and I will be here to take fire and slay Germans in your absence.
You're telling me that it's up to the fastest kid in all of Brooklyn to run back and save us all, become a new American hero.
Johnny, I'm telling you that the kid from Brooklyn who has the record for most stolen bases in the history of baseball is going to have to run back to the front to get us back up.
Give me the sign.
Let me tie up your wound first.
Okay, yeah. This is pretty bad, I have to say. A lot worse now that I look at it. My feet still work, and that's all that matters. 10 miles. That should take me, I would say, 10 to 15 minutes. Here we go. Give me the steel sign. Touching his hat. Nose. It's rubbing his chest. Kind of checking his pockets for change. Waiting for him to tug on that ear. He's got the trombone. Here we go. Got the sign.
Look at him go. He's already out of sight. And we're here alone.
Load your gun, Henry. You might be here a long time.
Okay, Sven. I don't want to die and get captured by druids.
Don't worry. If it comes down to it, I'll sacrifice myself so that your spirit can roam the earth free forever, unfettered.
I'll go to so many movies.
For free. Henry, we're penned in.
It's a sea of German uniforms as far as the eye can see.
Let me peek my head up.
How many Germans are there?
100. I think Pierre was dead on the nose.
They must have loaded some of those bullets backwards.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. The Germans seem to have gotten stronger or something.
Take out your mayonnaise bars.
Sure.
It's proven fact that Germans are allergic to mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. One, two, three. Look, he's melting.
What is this? Mayonnaise! Mayonnaise! What is this?
Nice work, Sven.
Okay, that's two down, 98 to go.
All right.
Keep your head down, Henry.
No!
Henry, I have some sour news. This doesn't look good.
Sven, are we going to die up here?
Our corporeal bodies may die, but our temporal spirits will live on forever.
I welcome German murder.
Henry, let me tell you a story. There was once two little mice in a nest that they made for themselves that was all made out of cheese. A soft and sticky cheese that they loved to eat. And then one day, after they had spent years having adventures and going on roller coasters, they were surrounded by a gang of cats. And there was only one thing they could do to survive: the cat attack.
What?
They had to dance for the cats.
Sven, we're kind of like the mice.
We are the mice, Henry.
And I know how to dance.
The Germans are mesmerized.
What is going on?
It's so funny. What are we fighting this for? Dieter is dead from mayonnaise. This is so funny.
Dip me, Sven.
Woo!
Oh, Henry, there's a gramophone. Let me put it on.
No, music! This is beautiful! I'm just wondering, what do we... Are we on the bad side or what? It's like... I feel terrible. Terrible!
Look, Henry... It's Johnny on a tank.
Ah, Heinz!
Get down,
fire,
Sven!
Fire!
Johnny, up here!
Johnny, it's us!
Oh, did you time me?
Yeah, that was crazy fast.
Oh, I told you I'm the fastest boy in all of Brooklyn.
Well...
Hey, Pillowhead. I'm glad to see you're all right.
It's all right to see you too, Brooklyn.
And Sven?
Yeah, Johnny?
Still counting on you to help me escape the clutches of these druids.
Deals done in dreams with druids are never done.
I knew you'd say that.
Hey, let's get back to base and have some mayonnaise pie.
Some mayonnaise pizza pie.
Now you're talking.
Brooklyn, never change.
Brooklyn won't ever change. It'll be the same old place meant for street toughs and wise guys and scrappy young tough boys. That's a Brooklyn for you. You want to mess with a guy from Brooklyn? Hey, you got something coming at you. Brooklyn is only for the toughest of street toughs. Yeah, we may be poor. We may not have a lot of money, but what we got is hot. That's more than anyone else can say. We're true blue Brooklyn boys.
I'm getting a vision.
What's that?
It's Brooklyn. In the future.
Unchanged. How can you tell?
No, it's not unchanged.
No! You're thinking of a different borough.
Mm-hmm.
A different city.
No. No, it's Brooklyn. All the kids are rich and soft.
What do I have to do? Do I have to make some kind of deal with these druids?
The future is uncertain.
Let's go eat mayonnaise pizza.
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer. Produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode improvised by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer with Mark Logsdon and Tim Joyce. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys. Listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us, hate us, just tell us what you think.
Once upon a time, there was a man who could finally hear crickets, what they had to say. So every night, outside of his window, he could hear the crickets talking. And one night, he heard two crickets conspiring, and one said to the other, "Let us take human clothing and fill it with crickets, and we will knock at the door of the man, and we will ask for... dinner." And so the crickets did so, but the man, knowing the crickets' scheme, was already prepared and set his cat upon the clothing filled with crickets.
Oh no.
The crickets ran away, and the man was very satisfied with himself. However, the next day, another knock came at the door, and thinking it was the crickets again, he set his cat upon them. However, this was a dog dressed as a human, and that ate the cat up.
Oh! Oh my gosh. Oh, so sleepy. Cats, dogs.